find comfort in this psalm as you join us today for Sound Doctrine.
I will fear no evil. There's no reason to fear this evil that's around me, for thou art with me, Emmanuel, God with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You're here to comfort us, Lord. This morning, you're here to bring us into a place of no fear, of comfort of God's people being together. There's something very special going on here this morning that you need to pick up on. And once you do, you're going to get addicted to the ministry, and you're going to want to serve Him. You're going to want to live for Him. You're going to want to burn together on a consistent basis.
Your Spirit leads me on, and I'm running after You. I'll leave behind the worthless love, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Hello again. And welcome to Sound Doctrine. We'll join Pastor Jeff Johnson here in just a moment, who today will bring a special message full of hope and encouragement. I think you'll agree we need plenty of that right now with all that's been going on. These are dark days. People are afraid, but we can move from fear to faith if we'll look to Jesus, stand on His promises. That is the emphasis of today's study in the Word. Here's Pastor Jeff.
Father, won't you speak to me? Oh Lord, you know I'm listening. You know exactly what I need. So Father, won't you speak to me?
Turn with me to Acts chapter 4. We're going to do a little sitting down and just looking at Acts chapter 4 of a story about these two guys. They would go to temple three times, a day and pray. And they saw this guy always there, and they healed this man. They laid hands on him, and they grabbed him and said, "In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk." And when they did that, the rulers and everybody heard about what happened. And they brought him before their court, and they said, what have you done? Who did this? And they said, Jesus, who has resurrected from the dead, He's the one that made this man stand whole before you this day. And it's because of that resurrection, we can lay hands on those that need prayer, and they can be healed and raised up. Lord, and remind us of the power, I don't know, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. Wow. Lord, bring us into that place. Well, Peter and John were being brought into that place, and they threatened them. Notice verse 17 of Acts 4. But that it spread no further among the people. They didn't want anything to go out that was good. Let's straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. You cannot speak in the name of Jesus anymore. We're telling you right now. And they began to threaten them of their lives, of beatings, of losing their family. I mean, they threatened them, seriously. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. What would you do? They're commanding you to. Well, that's wrong. God says we need to share in the name of Jesus. And we'll see the captives, those that are held in sicknesses and those that are being bound by the devil and being discouraged and demonically oppressed and suicidal. It's going on way too much right now. And that's one of the reasons why we need to get the kids back into fellowship with one another, the parents back into fellowship, and everyone needs to come into the presence of the Lord. Why? To have the mind of Christ, to start looking up instead of down, and start really coming out of the depression. There's a great depression going on. That's satanic, man. That's of the world. That's not of the Lord. That's why this place is so special. It's our hiding place. When we gather together in here, something special happens spiritually. to each and every heart that is listening. But notice verse 19, but Peter and John answered, and they said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you judge. Who do you want us to listen to, you or our God? You judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And when they had further threatened them, they further threatened them after saying that, because they knew that these guys, they're gonna continue to do this. They got a deep conviction. You bet. Without Jesus, there's nothing. You have nothing. You have no one. You're alone in this world with your own mind, which is not good. Our minds are confused. We need his instruction. We need the mind of Christ. So they further threatened them. They let them go, finding nothing how they could, you know, punish them with because of the people. So evidently there was protest going on. For all men glorified God for that which was done. What was done? A man was healed. You see, when Christians start going forth and doing those things that we're called to do, God is getting the glory. People are rejoicing. And we need more of that. So we need more boldness. We need to ask God to fill us new and fresh this day with that boldness of the Holy Spirit. Notice verse 23, and being let go, they went to their own company. They went to their fellowship, and they were threatened by those of the world and reported all the chief priests said to them and what they did and said. And so they came back to their brothers and sisters and said, we want you guys to know that we're threatened with our lives, our family, and everything. And notice what happened. Verse 24, and when they heard that, they all went into prayer. They lifted up their voice to God with one accord. They were in one accord, one place. They were all eyes on him. And they said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth. You are huge, God. You made all things, the sea and all that dwells therein. I mean, there's something about when you come to a God that did all those things, that you got boldness. And you're praying in the name of Jesus, and you know that he hears, and you're believing that he hears, and things start happening because he answers prayer. Sometimes it's right away. Sometimes it's later. Sometimes it's a wait on him thing, but he answers prayer. And we're just not going to prayer as we should over everything that is happening out there. Over everything that we're hearing on the phone of somebody dying, someone this, someone that. Oh, I look at verse 29. So, and now, Lord, after they prayed this incredible prayer, now, Lord, behold their threatenings and what they threatened us with, and we've been threatened. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness that we can speak your word, that we can say in Jesus' name, verse 30, by stretching forth your hand to heal. And I think that's first with us. Lord, stretch your hand on us and heal us. We're afraid. We're in fear. Lord, we're of little faith. Can you give us more faith? Lord, build up our faith and that signs and wonders may be done by thy name of thy holy child Jesus. So we can start seeing some signs and wonders. That's a revival when you start to see signs and wonders. When you start to see people healed and you start to sense the Lord's moving in this place and beginning to really, really pour out his love and break people down as far as their sin and revealing to them that they need to repent and be set free and enter into the liberty of the Lord and begin to be an instrument of God to those around them, to their family and friends first, and then to their jobs and everywhere they go. But we need revival. Our hearts need to be turned towards the Lord to receive this move of God. Look at verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak the word of God with boldness. The answered prayer was given them immediately, because this is a prayer that God answers. When we ask God to be glorified in our midst, when we ask God to change us, how we're thinking, because we got stinking thinking, and we need to lighten up Because what you're thinking is wrong, and you need to start thinking right. You need to start thinking biblically, and then you're going to be good, and then you're going to be obedient to the Spirit. And then it says, verse 32, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. It's like it was, you know, in the day of Pentecost, when they got together in the upper room, they were of one accord. They were together. They didn't know what they were waiting for, but they were together. They were waiting on the Lord, and they were just being obedient. But there was 500 that heard the call to go to that upper room. How many showed up? 120. But those that showed up, you guys showed up. You're going to get what God said He wants to give you. And those 120 were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Mary was one of them. And they began to praise the Lord. And they were given boldness like never before. So we're going back. We're going back to the early church. Why? Because this is our roots. This is where we need to be. This is what we need to start with if we're going to make a dent in this gross darkness that's surrounding us right now. It's gross darkness. It's the most evil thing that has ever hit this nation and this world. Do you agree? I mean, it's over the top, okay? So we got to be over the top with our God. We have to be honest, and we have to be broken before God. We have to say, God, break me. Make me what you want me to be. Use me. We all need to be unified in that. And only the Spirit of God can bring us together to do that. And He's here working in our hearts. He's binding us together. And this is where we need to continue to be with our brothers, with our family. And we need to get into a regular, you know, Acts 2:42. They consistently, steadfastly, they did it every time they could get down to the fellowship of the believers. They met and they prayed. They laid hands on one another. They got excited for the Lord. They were being used of God. They worshiped God. And then they went out to their mission field and did what God called them to do. And it just built by multitudes. We're not going to have enough room. If God wants to move here in that way, we're not going to have enough room. That's all right. We'll make more room. But we need to go for it. And so the Lord is here to work a wonder in our hearts like He did to them. Over in Hebrews 10, there's another one of those, that freedom to worship. It's a command of God. It's not a privilege given by the state. You know, I mean, it's something that God just says, Christians, this is what I want you to do. Acts 2:42. And then over in Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 25, He says, don't forsake yourselves assembling together, because coming together is what God desires. You see, if we start drifting, like many are today, He says, as the manner of some is, some are drifting. But I want you to exhort one another, encourage one another, call one another. Hey, after church, let's go out to breakfast. Hey, are you going? No, I just thought I'd stay. No, come on, let's go out and we'll fellowship. We'll stay after, and we'll you know, get involved in a ministry. We'll usher, we'll counsel, we'll get involved in the church, and we'll just we're going to get our roots down, man. We're drifting too much. We're adrift. And you know, that's so sad when people are drifting, because there's such a thing in surfing that when you surf, you don't want to ever be in the impact zone. It'll impact you. It'll snuff you. It'll wipe you out. So, but if you're not careful of the drift, you'll drift right into it. And so we have to be aware of what's going on. And God wants to make us aware. He says, so much more as you see the day approaching. That's Hebrews 10:25. That's another reason why we're here this morning, because God has called us here to be here, and that we're going to be here for one another, and we're going to be here to pray with one another, talk with one another, and start to be brothers and sisters, and to start to let that whole wall down and meet somebody new every time we come into this place. And be a friend and reach out to your brother and sister and say, how can I pray for you? I'm here just to pray for you. I came expecting to pray for somebody. Are you the person? And pray with them. Can you imagine what that does when we're so isolated and so kept away from one another. They're trying to burn us out. The enemy, the devil himself, is loving this. To not hide in fear, but to stand in faith with no fear. Or, you know, you could lose so much. You could lose heart. You could lose encouragement. You could lose your faith. I mean, it's so detrimental to be walking in fear. But that's what's going on. That's what's being laid out to the people. The sheep are scattering. This one scripture that the Lord just directed me to, Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Write it down. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. His heart went out to them because they fainted. They were losing it. They had no hope. They were just dragging themselves and were scattered abroad. They were separated from one another. That is never good. And then he said, as sheep having no shepherd. Can you imagine sheep without a shepherd? They'll be picked off one by one by the predators. They'll be destroyed. The good shepherd is looking out for his sheep. But these churches that are shutting down, where are the people? When we had that 3-month period, how many did we lose? How many just went into the world, back to the world? Probably many. Thank God he's given us the faith to be here. And you guys are here. And so you guys are going to be blessed and you're going to be pumped up for what? For the next time we come together. And we come together every day of every week. We're together all the time because we're a family. And we believe that we need each other. We believe that we can pray together. We'll stay together. And we'll protect one another. Our weaker brothers will get strengthened. The stronger brothers will be used of God to help the weaker ones. And we'll be burning together like a barbecue that's ready to roll, man. And do some burning. I love it. So as church, it's time to come back. And for those of you listening, if you get this on YouTube or whatever, get back into your churches. Pastors, go for it. Stand firm and do it. And let God direct you. Psalm 23. You guys know Psalm 23, the shepherd psalm. But in verse 4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, every night, every day, they got the same people saying the same things, given number after number. How many died? Oh, we're so bad now. Oh, it's really bad now. Let me give you the numbers. And they're throwing these numbers out. They're not right. They're wrong numbers. And people are, we're walking through the shadow of death. Everybody's dying. So many died today. But wait a minute. As I go on in Psalm 23, verse 4, I will fear no evil. There's no reason to fear this evil that's around me. For thou art with me, Emmanuel, God with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You're here to comfort us, Lord. This morning, you're here to bring us into a place of no fear, of comfort of God's people being together. There's something very special going on here this morning that you need to pick up on. And once you do, you're going to get addicted to the ministry and you're going to want to serve him. You're going to want to live for him. You're going to want to burn together on a consistent basis. And then it's dark days that we're living in, but there's Psalm 27 for dark days in verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? I love it. Though a host should camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, to just get together with God's people in the sanctuary of God. And in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. You know, that's where we need to be set today as we leave here, that we're looking up. We're excited about the coming of the Lord. We're excited about what God's doing in these last days. And then this is the song we're going to sing at the end of this service. It's in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14. In the middle of the verse, it says, "Be not afraid of your enemies. Remember the Lord, which is great and awesome. And fight for your brethren, for your sons. Fight for your daughters, for your wives, and for your houses." It's time to fight, man. It's time to really rise up in the name of the Lord. You can't do that fighting. None of us can. I mean, come on. And we need to get strong in Him and let Him, He says, "Behold, the battle of the Lord is His." And He's going to give us the strength to stand there, but we're going to behold His battle. And He's going to win the battle for us every single time. Let's let Him do the battling. He just wants us to stand firm and believe.
You're listening to Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson, and he'll be right back. Would you like to hear today's message from 1 Peter once again? Couldn't be easier when you visit sounddoctrineradio.org or purchase the CD by calling 800-353-7553. That's 800-353-7553. As you know, Christians all over the world are celebrating the resurrection of Christ this month, and so we've picked out a book that we think you'll enjoy, written by several Calvary Chapel pastors. It's called Because He Lives. Now, you'll read about the hope, promise, and truth of the resurrection of Christ. We'll gladly send you a copy of Because He Lives for a suggested donation of $5. We can take your request at 800-353-7553, or just go online to sounddoctrineradio.org. Anything given above that amount will help us continue our ministry on this station and provide sound doctrine to listeners all across the world. There's no gift too small for God to use in great ways. Again, go to sounddoctrineradio.org or call 800-353-7553. We want to hear what God is up to in your life and how He's using sound doctrine as well. It's very encouraging. Email us today at sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. That's sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. And let us know how we can pray for you as well. Well, once again now, with this parting challenge to pray in these difficult days, here's Pastor Jeff.
So, we've been asked, we've been threatened, we've been threatened with fines and imprisonment to cease from meeting together, stop singing, with threats of turning off the utilities. But we cannot accept or bow to these intrusive restrictions upon us. I'm not saying this to be rebellious. At one time, I was a rebel. I gotta admit, in my hippie days, I was there at the Love-Ins putting flowers into the National Army's barrels. We just put flowers in them. And then we'd back off for about 25 yards, and then the bottles would be thrown in the rocks. I was a rebel. That's being a rebel. That's what's going on our streets today. And it's very dangerous. It's out of control. And it's going to just, it's like a fire that continues to grow. What are we going to do about that? Well, we're going to pray. We're going to be witnesses for Him. We're going to love on those people that are troubled. We're going to bring Him to church. Hey, you need to stop being a rebel and start realizing that, hey, God doesn't really love rebels. He loves those who are repentive and that want to know Him. So I'm not saying this to be a rebel. I'm not saying this to be combative. Like I want to fight City Hall. Oh, no. Gosh, that's the last thing I want to do. But I will. We will. If it's wrong, we have to. We have to. So we need to pray. And pray for our government, pray for our nation, and we need to continue to do that. And pray for one another, because we each need prayer. That's why I say, find somebody to pray with before you leave, and just say, can I pray for you? And just give them a prayer. Give them that time of just giving it to the Lord.
Well, next time on Sound Doctrine, we'll return to our study of 1 Peter and receive wonderful hope for the day. Sound Doctrine is listener-supported and brought to you by Calvary Chapel, Downey.